Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's open Psalm 125. Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Amen. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, and to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as stand aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Amen. Those who trust in the Lord, they shall be a mountain that they cannot be removed. It shall be like the Mount of Zion. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord surround his people, those who trust in him. Do good, O Lord, and to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. It's the promise of God. As we continue to do good and we are upright in our heart, moving and directing by the leading of the Holy Spirit, having the character and the attitude of Jesus in our lives, the Lord will do also good unto us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church, O God. O Lord, we ask you this day to anoint our worship and our meeting, anoint each and every one of us. Lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go on and to move, O Lord. Let's give thanks to God for all that he give us, for all that we receive from him, favor, provision, grace, good health, healing, job, income, restoration, new door open, protection from enemies, from evil one, protection from sicknesses, healing, deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for all your miracles and your wonder. Thank you for your word, the salvation we receive from Jesus. The eternal life that we have in you, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's confess to the Lord our sins, our trespass, our shortcoming, our mistake, our negligence, the thing that we did not do, and the thing that we have done wrong. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Let us now ask the Lord our needs. Whatever you need is in the hand of God. Even something impossible, something difficult, God can do it to you as long as it is your need, as long as it is his will, he will provide. Yes, O God, do miracles and wonders, reveal yourself to your people so they will worship you and they will serve you and they will continue to do the work of yours. In the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Guide us and lead us. Strengthen us, Lord, with your mercy. Hear our sicknesses, diseases, provide our needs. Answer the prayers of my brothers and my sisters. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers, O God. Bless each and every family, Lord. Pray for each and every husband to lead his family according to your will. Pray for the wives to be a meet helper for the husbands and to continue to persevere in doing God's will. I pray for both parents that they will be obedient to you, O God, and they will instruct the children in the ways of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for a blessing upon each and every family as they obey, that each and every family will shine for you and they will give you glory and honor. They will be good examples for others to come to you in the name of Jesus. Pray for your job, pray for your boss. Pray for your sponsor, your visa. Hear our prayers, Lord. Pray for each and every brother and sister working, bless their job and income and company, bless them. Bless these companies and jobs for the sake of our brethren, that they will receive their income and salaries on time. I pray for them to be increased in salary and promoted also, Lord. They will be good examples to others. Oh God, I pray for those companies who had delay giving salaries, Lord, to their workers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will be blessed so they can give back all the pending salaries. I pray for our brothers and sisters who had reduced salaries because of the pandemic. Bless their companies back and they will receive more income. Those who lost their job, I pray that they will be given new jobs. And I pray also, Lord, for those who are, Lord, looking for a job, provide for them. I pray for all documentations, visas, whatever needed, you will provide. Oh God, make everything smooth in the name of Jesus. Let's pray also for our families back home, the places that we came from, our neighbors, our friends, our old colleagues. Let's pray for all these people to know God if they are not, and His word to be preached to them and reach them. And let's commit ourselves that we'll be the one to bring His word to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Send your words, O God, to the places that we are born, the people that we were together in our childhood and our adulthood, to our friends and neighbors, Lord. Send your word to them to know you and follow you, Lord. And use us, O God, use us, O Lord, to proclaim your word to them in the name of Jesus. Salvation for our family circles, those who are not knowing you, our immediate family, our cousins and nieces and nephews and the rest that we are reaching out. Lord, we pray for your word to be preached in an effective way in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this country that God had placed His church in UAE and also in the other countries that the church has expanded through families, through congregations, through just individual members in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, America, in Sierra Leone, and in Malawi. Let's pray Lord, establish your church in all these places, provide all the needs. We pray for all these governments. Oh God, bless these governments, oh God, for the sake of your people. And we commit ourselves to pray for those in the cabinet to be saved, to know you, to follow you, to preach your word to them and to the rest. Oh God, we pray for the prosperity of all these places, so we too will prosper. We pray that we'll be a good example to them. Pray that we'll proclaim your word and your will to them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders that you will provide for us, that whatever documentation, whatever logistic needs, facilities, you will provide in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, whatever work of Satan, we come against it, against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism, and spirit of injustice, abuse, we rebuke all in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we'll be once again filled with the Holy Ghost to proclaim your word, each and every member and family and congregation, to the people around us. Lord, hear our prayers. Anoint each and every worker, member, elder, parents, pastors, and leaders of the church, wherever we are. O God, give us the fruit of the Holy Spirit to proclaim your word, O God, and we will live our life unto you. Pray now for yourself that once again you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you have not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord to fill you so that you will serve the Lord with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes, O God, hear our prayers, O God, once again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your church, upon the flesh, and take us and consume us with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve you, to do the work of yours. Give us the gift of evangelism and message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of pastoring, gift of teaching, whatever we need, O God, showing mercy and leadership and ushering, whatever we need, O God, provide for your church so that your word will be proclaimed and your name will be glorified. We pray, O God, also this morning we pray, you anoint this worship, anoint the prayers, O God, anoint our giving, anoint also, Lord, the songs we sing to you, the message, the word of God. Anoint this recording and make it reach to the places, O God, that you want your message and your word to be preached and to reason. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. How many of you have been blessed by God, and you have received a blessing this day and this week and the last few days? Come to God today so that we will proclaim together His greatness to the people around us, to the whole world, about His goodness to us. God has done great things, and here we are today to proclaim His goodness to all the world.
Thank you.
bless you, Lord. We continue to glorify your name, O God. We lift up your name on high. We proclaim your goodness and your righteousness to the generation around us, O God, to the people who have not heard about you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Continue to protect us. We will give you the praise and honor and glory, and we will live our life for you, to honor you, O God, to do your will, to continue to move it through the narrow gate, the narrow way that you bestow on us to move till you come and take us with you in heaven. Help us until this time and lead us to do exactly the things, provide our needs, so that you will continue to serve you wholeheartedly. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done to us, O Lord. Thank you for your great sacrifice on the cross for our sin. Thank you for the pain that you bear to save us. We pray, Lord, that you remember your goodness to us, what you have done for us, and from where you brought us, and to where you would take us, that we live with you eternal life, through eternity we'll be with you together. We thank you, God. I pray that each and every one of us to be faithful to you, to persevere in trials and pressure and persecution, that we will continue to live our life for you. We'll be your disciples, to deny ourselves and to carry our cross and to follow you till you come and take us with you to heaven.
By His blood we are healed.
cry now to God, draw near to Him, give your life, put it to Him, lay your life for the Lord, make your desire His desire, let Him take full control over your life, He leads you to do His will in full. God, I pray you reveal yourself to my brothers and sisters through your words, through vision and dreams, Speak to them, O God. Lord, guide them. And they are willing, O Lord, to serve you, to do the work of yours and your will. Take care of their needs, O God. Protect them, guide them, so that their life will give you glory and honor. Even Lord, as we continue to sit in your presence, speak to us and guide us with your word. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Time now to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and our vows to God. As we give to the Lord what is due for Him, He will open the windows of heaven. He will bless us. He will rebuke the devourer in our life. And all nations will know and notice that we are blessed by Him. So, dear Lord, thank you for your promises. Thank you for the gift of giving that you give us. Thank you that the privilege that as we give to you, that you will open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer. Lord, I pray, bless my brothers and my sisters, protect their work, increase their income as they obey you, and I pray for our brethren who are not yet experienced the joy of giving, touch their heart and lives, so they can give to you what is due for you, and you will be the one to bless them. Move in their life, O God. I pray for our brethren who has no work and income, once again provide for them a job and income, so they will have plenty, and they will bring to you what is due for you, Father. Lord, use this money to reach the lost, to evangelize, to reach people who are away from you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will continue today to go through the Church of Philadelphia, the Victorious Church. Philadelphia is the brotherly love. This church was victorious. They love the Lord, they love God, and they love the Word of God, they love the work of God, and they love the ministry, and they persevere. They persevere in trials, persecutions, and hear the message of the Lord Jesus through the Apostle John. To them was an encouraging message to go on forward to serve the Lord. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Lord, I thank you for your promises to your church and to your people today. Anoint my lips, O God. Let be word and statement and verses to encourage your people. Oh Lord, let be a prophetic message to open doors and ways for us. Yes, Lord. I pray for doors for us to preach your word and to reach new people. I pray for provision. I pray that our strength that come from you. Truly, God, we have little strength, but we rely on the work of the Holy Spirit through us in the life of your church. Oh God, to do miracles and wonders, to change heart and life of people, and to come and save you with us. Oh God, take your word and spread it and make it reach many people who are away from you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Here, the Lord promised them that He will open for them. He had already opened for them a door. And we explain that door is the door to reach a new people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells to them that you have kept my word, that you did not compromise, did not give in, was not bent by the pressure of those who are call the Christian, but they are not. Those Jewish who proclaim that they are the people of God, but they are not, they did not bend or give in to their request to compromise. The church was victorious, was boycotted, it was isolated, but God, He said to them, I had opened door for you. They cannot exclude you from doing the work of God. Amen. And we discussed last week about the door that God had opened to Paul. There are more scriptures speak about the door that God had opened for us. We discussed them from the scriptures. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. They have kept His word and they did not deny His name. We keep saying that we are believers in Christ. We don't deny the name of Christ and we keep His word. Whatever the pressure, we will not compromise with people, want and politics and manipulation to make us give in to their immoral, to their worldly desires and corruption. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Paul said, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. He speak here, Apostle Paul, that when he came to the place called Troas to preach the gospel, God had opened for him. The Lord opened to him a door. Door was opened unto me of the Lord. Yes, I pray and you pray. Lord, open a door for me to preach your word, to preach the gospel, to reach new people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read in details and some detail about that door, so we can understand what God is leading us. A door from the Lord. In Acts chapter 16, Acts chapter 16 and verse 6 to 12, when Paul and Timothy and Silas were in their journey, mission journey, verse 6 to verse 12, let's read it. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over unto Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord hath called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, losing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. Now here the situation. Paul is longing to preach the gospel, preach the word of God, and they were moving to reach new people. And we can notice that the Holy Spirit had hindered them in two places. The first place, when they came to Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Asia is in Turkey today. They were not allowed to go there. And they were also come to Mysia, and from Mysia they want to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit not allow them to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit led them to Troas. And there in Troas, when they came to preach the gospel, the Lord opened a door for Paul and his companion through a vision. You see here, the point here, we need to cry to God, we need to be longing to God, praying to Him to open for us doors from Him to preach the gospel. And that vision, that door that God had opened for them, it was a fruitful one. The fruit of that door that God opened, they planted the church in Philippi, that we can read in Acts 16. And they planted also the church in Thessalonica and Berea, that we read in Acts chapter 17. The point here is that we need to wait upon God to open a door for us to preach the gospel. Certain time, if the door coming from other source, even we have desire to reach people, what will happen? Either will be unfruitful, or we will go to people who are unready. They will hurt us, and there will be no fruit, and they'll be maybe they will even abuse us. But here, the hindrance that God allowed by the Holy Ghost was to direct Paul and his companion to the people who are ready. Amen? People who are ready and very prepared to receive the message of the Lord. That's here the point. We need to wait upon God. To be patient in prayer, crying to God, appealing to Him to open a door for us from Him. So our mission will be fruitful. Let's continue. Let's read about, so here, a door from the Lord. We need a door from the Lord. We have desire to preach the gospel to these people, but we need a door from the Lord. Remember, hindrance is sometimes to redirect you in the way that God wants you to move on. In the book of Colossians, chapter 4, while Paul was in prison, he was asking the church to pray for him to be released. Not only that, but let us read verse 2 and 3, Colossians 2 and 3. He told them, continue prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. In bonds. What he say here, pray that God will open unto us a door of utterance, that we can declare and speak the mystery of Christ. It's not only hear the gospel, but hear the mystery of Christ, the teaching, the word of God. Paul has the word of God, has the teaching, and you have the word of God, you have also the teaching. You need to pray that there are people, there are congregations, there are churches who need this utterance, need the teaching that God wants to send to them. And that is another prayer that here, a door from the Lord to evangelize and a door of utterance to proclaim the teaching of the Lord that God wants to send to the churches, congregation, people who are in need of His word to be known to them. Pray also for me. I'm praying for you. You pray also for me that God will lead me. God will open a door from Him to me. God will open a door of utterance so I can preach and teach His word to the people who are away from Him. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 8. He say, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, encouraging message to the church that is persecuted, to the church that was standing firm. He told them, no one can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. He told them, I know you have a little strength, and for this reason I had opened a door for you. Yes, we have a little strength, we have little resources, we have little material resources, but our rely is on the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst, on the door that God would open for us. We have a little strength. We, you know, with the little strength that we have, we can do what is available in our hand to do. Listen to me. Prayer, fasting, giving Bible study, giving advices, visiting somebody, helping somebody poor with alms, giving your tithes, your first fruit, your prayers. These are the little strength that we can afford at this time. But these are the open door that God had opened for us. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that will change people, change circumstances, change their heart, and do miracles and wonders and bring them to Him. But we need to do our part, certain time. And that city in the city of Philadelphia, and the church there, were the synagogue of Satan. Because those in the synagogue, they were Jewish, or they are Christian, who say that we are Christian, but they are not in the truth. They were liars. They were not living the word of God, and they were persecuting the church. And through their strife and quarrel, sometimes we only concentrate on argument, on strife, on quarrel. We concentrate on those who oppose us. But in the same place where we are, there are people who are in need for us. There are people who need our visit. Listen to me. There are people who need you to visit them. There are people who need your advice. There are people who need your prayers. There are people who need your encouragement. There are people who need your good example. Those people around you, that is now, at this time, is the open door that God has opened for us from the Lord, to reach and harvest those people for God. We have little strength, yes. What I can give my tithes, my first fruit, my offering. This is what I can. I can fast, I can pray. This is my capability now. But I depend on the work of the Holy Spirit, how He can bless these small things that I'm giving to the Lord. Some help to the poor, some encouraging. I go Bible study, I go visit somebody who are in need of encouragement. All these things God wants us to do. You know what is the difference between the church in Philadelphia and the church in Ephesus? The church in Ephesus, they have done marvelous things for the Lord in the ministry. But when coming, you know, liars to them, and those who cause division and troubles, they were discouraged. They were discouraged. The people in Philadelphia, that thing that happened to them had encouraged them. And the Lord told them, I know you have little strength, but I open a door. Behold, there's a door open for you. They did not give up. When such things happen, people trouble you, people oppose you, block you, persecute you. God does not want you to be discouraged. God does not want you to say, Lord, I want to give up. I am tired. I don't want to save. No, God never wants to hear such things from your mouth. The church of Philadelphia, they were victorious church because they continued to express their love to the Lord and to His word and to the Lord Jesus Christ. They love the brethren and they love the work and the ministry of God, and they continue to preach the gospel in spite of all limitations and the little strength they have. We too, we need to continue to do the same. We need to rely on the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst, in the book of Zechariah. chapter 4 and verse 6, when the Lord say, to his people, this encouraging message, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit in our midst. God sent by the Holy Spirit his message to the church of Philadelphia through the letter of Apostle John to encourage them, because they were opposed by the synagogue of Satan, who were troubling them. They were liars. He say, I will make them, in verse 9, to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. That is the promise of God to them. That is the promise of God to the church in Philadelphia, because they stood firm in where they are. He say, those same people who oppose you, who trouble you, they will come. I will let them see that the Lord is with you. They will come and worship at thy feet, before thy feet, and to know that I have loved you. And that's here the things. As we persevere in our service and ministry, even those who oppose, even those who will trouble, they will realize that God is the one who behind us, is the one who is sustaining us. Even we have little strength. Yes, we have little strength, but we rely on the Holy Spirit work. We have little strength, but we rely on the door that God had opened. Behold, I have set a door, I have opened a door. We have little strength, but he say, a door that no one can close. It depends on us if we continue to persevere. That is here, the encouraging message to the church of Philadelphia. He said, the door that I had opened for you, not that I had opened to you the door, no one can close, because you did not deny my name, because you have kept my word, you did not compromise. Because of that, I had opened a door before you. A door of utterance, a door of to preach the word of God. And even as we spoke last week, the great opposition is the door of God for us. There's a ministry for us. There are people we need to reach out. There's a mission ahead of us to achieve. God will bless us. God will also sustain us. He will make the enemies, those who oppose us, they will come and worship before, he said, before thy feet. They will come and they will say, we have seen God with you. They will see God with us. In the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. Let us understand what he means by they will come and worship at thy feet. The people of the synagogue of Satan. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 22 and verse 23. This is the promises of God. Thus say the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. they shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Hear the promise of God to his people. And even the same for us. Those who oppose us, those who trouble us, he say that he said that they shall bring their sons in their arms. They will be the one to help us to bring our disciples back. The Gentiles, their queen and their kings, after they are converted, they will be nursing mother and nursing father. They will be the one to support us in our ministry and service. This is the door that God had opened to us. And he say also, Isaiah 49 verse 23, and they will bow down to thee with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. Now hear about licking up the dust. We need to understand what he mean here. Whom God promised that he will lick up the dust. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14, when God cursed Satan, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly thou shalt go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. When he speak about that, they will lick up the dust. He speak about Satan, who had done such thing and promote people against the church. That is his destiny. And those who are with him, they will be put to shame. But his people, the church of Philadelphia, and he say, as he say in Isaiah 49 verse 23, he said to them, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. We are waiting upon God to come and take us. As we are waiting, we need to serve him. There's a position, but there's a door open. They will be put to shame. Devil will be lick up the dust. That is his destiny. He will go to eternal fire. And those who are with him, who are not willing to repent, they will end up the same. But the people of God, the people of Philadelphia, we are the victorious church that God want us to continue in the way of serving him. In Isaiah chapter 60, God sent his promise, sent his encouraging message to the church of Philadelphia, even to us today. There is a message that the Lord has sent to us. This is the message, and God wants us to be encouraged with his word to go on and serve him. Isaiah chapter 60, I will read it from verse 14, and we will explain, and we will see what God had promised us of a blessing as we suffer, as we are persecuted, as we are taking advantage, abuse even. The Lord had promises to us. In Isaiah 60 verse 14, he says, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. The children of those who trouble us, their children, their sons and daughters, they will come down and bend. How they will say, we see God with you. We have seen the Lord is with you. And all they that despise thee, those who laugh on you, shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet. They will surrender. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. They will call us the blessed church of God. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He say, you will suffer, you are isolated, I will make you a joy and eternal excellency, a place of salvation for the people. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, the blessings of God through the Gentiles that will be converted, and shall suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. This is the promises of God. It's a blessing to us, to the victorious church who continue to serve Him. In verse 17, for the brass I will bring gold. They lose the brass. He say, I will replace it with gold. Amen. Whatever we had lost, God will replace it back. For brass I will bring gold. And for iron I will bring silver. Better replacement. And for wood, brass. If you have loose wood, then brass. And for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Those who implement the discipline of God, our workers and our disciples and our officers, they will call them officers of peace, peacemaker. They will recognize that they are doing right. They recognize them as the righteous things of God. He said, verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land. Hallelujah. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. We will be the place of salvation and joy and praise unto the Lord. These are the promises from the Holy Scriptures to the victorious church, to us today. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. We will not depend on sun, on or moon for light, although they will be there. But our dependence is on the Lord, not on the natural things. The natural things are sustained and backed up by God to supply our need. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, continuous blessing from God. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. We'll have peace, joy, always light, always abundance, always His blessing is there, His favor, His grace, His mercy, His support, His provision, and we will not have mourning or crying. This is the Lord promises to us, to restore us, to bless us. Thy, verse 21, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Now hear the promise to the Church of Philadelphia. Church of Philadelphia was persecuted. He's telling them, you will inherit the land. You will continue there to function. You will continue to stand and to preach the word. The branch of my planting, you will be known, the branch of that the Lord had planted you. The work of my hands, that I may be glorified. So he told them, continue, and he's telling us, continue to serve the Lord, continue to reach people, continue to stand against persecution, continue to reject compromises, never give in to those who oppose you or persecute you. I will establish you, I will plant you in the land, I will not remove you, so that my name will be glorified. And what he promised, verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand. God promised multiplication. And a small one, a strong nation. Hallelujah. That is the promise of God to the Church of Philadelphia. Even they are small, little strength. But there is a door. Behold, I can see a door, my brothers and my sisters. We need to continue to serve God. Jesus said, a door that no one can shut. Of ministry, of serving, reaching people. A little one shall become a thousand, And a small one, a strong nation, I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. That's all it stands. God will do it on His time. We, as we are waiting for the Lord, as we are waiting for God, let us continue to serve Him. Let us continue to reach people. Let's continue to do our part, the small part. That is the effective door that God had opened to us. Let's all stand. You pray. You commit yourself to the Lord. As you had to pray to the Lord to draw me close to you, God is telling you to persevere in the service, in the ministry that God had called you to serve Him. Make your commitment to God. Yes, Lord. Even a small Bible study, even near reaching one soul, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Yes, O God, lead us even today with the Holy Ghost, as you lead Paul to the place that you want us to move, Lord. Lead us to the people who need you, O God. Show us vision and dream and do miracles. Lead us to the people who need the Lord. Lead me, O God. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Open door for them from you. Open door for me, O God, to reach people who are unreached, O God.
Searching, yeah.
So God, it's your word to us. We need to go. We need to preach. We need to make the message clear. Oh God, I pray that you direct us to the open door that you opened for us. The door of utterance that you had to promise us, oh God. To reach people who need you, oh God. Churches and people of yours who are far away from you. Lead us to the people who are prepared to accept your word. Thank you, God. Thank you for your promises. Thank you that we know the door that you have opened for us. No one can close. No one can shut up. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Oh, God bless us. And take your word and preach it. Protect this recording. Make it reach people who are in need of it. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.